Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Best Practices for Choosing Generative AI Tools. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Tools and Platforms for Generative AI in the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the criteria for selecting generative AI tools, methods for evaluating tool effectiveness, and important considerations for implementation. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to develop a framework for assessing and selecting the right generative AI tools that fit your specific needs, ensuring you make informed decisions that enhance your business operations. Main content criteria for selecting generative AI tools. When it comes to selecting the right generative AI tool, certain criteria can guide your decision-making process. Key elements to consider include use case alignment. Ensure the tool addresses the specific needs of your organization, be it customer service, sales automation, or data analysis. For instance, a chatbot designed for customer service should have features that allow it to understand and respond to customer inquiries effectively. Ease of use. Since your audience may not have a technical background, prioritize tools with user-friendly interfaces. A low-code or no-code platform is often preferable, as it allows professionals to implement AI solutions without extensive programming knowledge. Integration capabilities. The tool should seamlessly integrate with your existing tech stack, such as Salesforce and HubSpot. This ensures that data flows smoothly between systems, allowing for a more cohesive operational structure. Cost-effectiveness. Budget constraints are a reality for many organizations. Evaluate the total cost of ownership, including licensing fees, maintenance costs, and potential training expenses. An ideal tool should deliver value that justifies its cost. Vendor support and community. Look for tools that offer robust support options and an active user community. This can be invaluable when troubleshooting or seeking best practices from other users in similar industries. By evaluating tools against these criteria, you can ensure that you select a solution that aligns with your organization's goals. Evaluating tool effectiveness. Once you've shortlisted a few generative AI tools, the next step is to evaluate their effectiveness. Consider implementing the following strategies: pilot testing. Conduct a pilot test with a small user group within your organization. This allows you to gather feedback on the tool's functionality and performance in a real-world scenario. Performance metrics. Establish clear performance metrics to assess the tool's impact. For example, if using an AI tool for customer service, metrics might include response time, customer satisfaction scores, and resolution rates. User feedback. Regularly collect feedback from users who interact with the tool. This can provide insights into its usability and effectiveness, allowing you to make informed decisions about continued usage or necessary adjustments. Comparative analysis. If possible, conduct a comparative analysis between the tools you're considering. This involves assessing how each tool performs against your established performance metrics and user feedback. These evaluation methods facilitate a deeper understanding of how well the tools function in practice, ensuring your selection decision is data-driven. Considerations for implementation. Implementing a generative AI tool goes beyond mere installation. It requires careful planning to ensure success. Key considerations include training and onboarding. Adequate training is essential to maximize the tool's potential. Develop training materials that cater to varying levels of tech savviness among your team. Ensure that everyone understands how to use the tool effectively. Change management. Implementing new technology can lead to resistance among employees. Manage this change by communicating the benefits of the tool and supporting employees through the transition. Compliance and data security. Given the regulatory nature of the financial services industry, ensure that the AI tool complies with relevant regulations, such as SOX. Additionally, assess the data security measures in place to protect sensitive information. Continuous improvement. Post-implementation, continually assess the tool's performance and user satisfaction. Gather data and feedback regularly, and be prepared to make adjustments as needed to optimize its use. By taking these implementation considerations into account, you can facilitate a smoother transition to using generative AI tools in your organization. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've discussed best practices for selecting generative AI tools, evaluating their effectiveness, and implementing them successfully within your organization. By developing a structured approach to tool selection and implementation, you can enhance your decision-making process and ultimately improve operational efficiency. Remember, the right tool can be a game-changer for your sales strategies and customer service efforts. Reflection questions: what criteria will you prioritize when selecting a generative AI tool for your specific use case? How will you measure the effectiveness of the generative AI tool you choose? What steps can you take to ensure a smooth implementation of the chosen AI tool within your organization?